You know, it's a really historic time right now for the town of Wasaga Beach. Ground has officially been broken for the development of that brand new library and Twin Pad Arena. Needless to say, it sounds like it's going to be quite the upgrade. Joining us right now to talk all about it is Val Dixon. She is the fundraising and sponsorship coordinator for the town of Wasaga Beach. Good morning, Val. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jenna. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
So tell us more about this super exciting project. How are things going so far?
You know what? It is going absolutely amazing. September 22nd was the big groundbreaking day and the launch of our fundraising campaign. And it was well-anticipated day for sure. Anyone driving by, I welcome you to go visit 554 River Road West to see the progress of what's happening out there. And we're really looking forward to once it's up and standing and we can open the doors to the community.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it. So what can people expect in comparison to what we currently have for a library and arena situation?
Well, I think what's little known is the fact that it's going to be far greater than two NHL-sized arenas.
Wow.
A much larger library where we're going to have great more community space and program areas for the community as well. But inside, we're going to have two multi-purpose rooms, the kitchens, a really wonderful front main lobby for people to enjoy and visit. We're also going to have a walking track for people to enjoy and over the arena. So it's going to be very multi-purpose, plus program space outside, three full-size courts for basketball,
and
walking areas. So it's going to be quite the feature and a huge amenity to this community and a great asset, not just for Wasaga Beach, but regionally as well.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. And speaking of the fundraising aspect of this whole campaign, how can people get involved? You were telling me briefly about this new donation system, TipTap.
Oh, that's so exciting. We're one of the first municipalities to bring this into our community. You know, based on COVID and the precautions putting in, this is a brand new system that's touchless, essentially. It's a unit that you can just touch with your debit card, your Visa card or MasterCard, or even your smartphone wallets. And just give it a tap, and $5 goes towards our campaign. So that's one of the easiest ways to get involved. And it's for everybody. We can go to events and concerts and any other programs that might be outside. So it's not just for our residents, for our tourists and guests that come to visit us as well. And we also have a website that we just launched that people can visit and donate there. It is at www.wb-legacy.ca. Lots of information there, lots of ways to get involved, and all the information you want. But for bigger gifts, I'm always here to have a conversation and speak to anybody. I'm happy to help.
That's amazing. And how long, roughly, do you think this fundraising campaign will be going for, and also the construction?
We're really looking forward to opening the doors of the new Twin Pad Arena and Library in September of 2023. And we'll be fundraising along the way. I like to set the goals. I don't want to limit the opportunity for any resident to get involved. This is going to be a historic moment for the community, and to be a part of it in some way, I think, is going to be really meaningful for a lot of our community and our residents. A big thing, a part of our kickoff, and it'd be remiss of me not to say, is we've already started our campaign with a $1 million donation from the Cortolucci family and Zancor Home. So, I mean, we've already opened the door, the floodgates are opening, and I join people to come on in, too.
Well, that is substantial. $1 million to kick things off.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge. Well, again, if anybody wants to get involved in the fundraising campaign for this brand new library and arena, it's wb-legacy.ca. Val, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.